This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we introduced what is involved in doing a biographical study of the life of Ezra. I suggested you collect as much information about him that you can find in Ezra 7 through 10 and Nehemiah 8 through 12. Here is some of the information I came up with. Ezra was born into a long line of priests. He was a diligent student of the Bible and applied himself to obeying what he understood. He was well versed in the Bible and devoted himself to teaching God's word. A number of times it says that the hand of the Lord his God was on him. King Artaxerxes recognized these qualities in the life of Ezra and entrusted him with the responsibilities of leading the return of a number of exiles from Babylon to Jerusalem. His responsibility was to take some resources to help the people in Jerusalem and to inquire about Judah and Jerusalem with regard to the law of his God. He was also recognized as having wisdom to discern men qualified to be magistrates and judges, and appoint them to administer justice to all the people of Trans-Euphrates. If any lacked the training necessary to carry out their tasks, he was to teach and equip them. He knew how to delegate and entrust responsibility to others and hold them accountable. When they got to Jerusalem, he carried out his assignment fully. A major issue he had to deal with was the matter of intermarriage between the people of God and pagan neighbors. His prayer in Ezra 9 is exemplary, and correcting the problem was challenging and painful. See if you can find any more information. Then join us again as we continue the study. I'd like to hear from you. You can do it by email, ludgoltz@aol.com.